I wouldn't say backing away is the right word. There are a number of other laws that have also received public comment. And what the government is doing is we are taking the opportunity to look at all those laws, specifically the ones that have attracted adverse public comment, and we are referring those laws and provisions of laws to the Malawi Law Commission. And we are hoping that as a way forward, we can have specific recommendations.
Mr. Kamanga, the way I understand it is that the general public in Malawi is against homosexuality. So when you say you have submitted these provisions to the Malawi Law Commission for review, would you make a law that is against the public wishes?
Well, that is precisely the point. Remember, the laws that relate to homosexuality were considered by the Law Commission during our constitutional conference. And at that time, the general consensus that came out of the commission was, let us not, you know, change the law. But the world is changing on these laws. There is a sizable majority that wants the laws to remain as they are. But there is nothing wrong in referring this matter to the Law Commission again and see whether, you know, we can have another consultative process.
U.S. President Barack Obama last week ordered all U.S. agencies working abroad to ensure that diplomacy and foreign assistance, U.S. foreign assistance, promote and protect the rights of gays, lesbians, bisexuals, and transgender persons. The fact that you want to review the provisions, is your government now caving in to international pressure?
No, I wouldn't say that we are caving to international pressure. The debate in Malawi has been ongoing. It's just coincidental, I think, that it's come around at the same time. As a matter of fact, the president of Malawi had set up a contact group, a dialogue group, to look at some of the issues, including what have been termed as bad laws.